I got a little statement. Since Sunday, there's been, tremendous accusations, a lot of things that have been said about me, and the particular play that happened between me and Winston Justice. I'm a type of player that would never celebrate anybody being hurt. I'm celebrating about my team playing well, and I've been a guy since the beginning of that game, especially just excited, elated. You saw me jumping around with Nick, and for me, I feel bad that it was even something I had to deal with on Sunday and really throughout the week. But it is what it is. I've been an easy target of negative things, and I understand that in my life. So gonna move past it. I'm looking forward to Sunday, and that's what I'm focusing on.
It's just the second time that's happened unsubstantiated. It was last year with Flynn and this year.
With Flynn?
Remember, Ryan. I mean, I'm sorry. Ryan. Different Matt.
Okay.
What your strategy to deal with that is just to you expect it now? I mean, you just expect that because that target's on you, you're in that spotlight, that stuff like that's just going to happen?
It's not necessarily that I expect it. It's just if it comes up, I mean, it's like another day, another walk in my life. It's just something that I'm going to have to deal with and continue to move forward. And I mean, the biggest thing is the film never lies. So I know there's a million cameras around me. I'm not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize myself or my team, and first and foremost, my team. So there's no point and not looking at the film and seeing what happened. And I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's something that happens, and you move from it and don't worry about it.
You weren't celebrating his injury, obviously. Were you celebrating the play, the fact that you did intercept?
Celebrating the play. Yeah. I mean, we got the ball. I'm running off to the sideline. Corey's grabbing me, jumping on me, about to hopefully win the game, and we're up 12 points. Hopefully Austin goes and scores, and we're up even more. So, I mean, it's nothing that – I mean, I'm – facing the total opposite way. I don't know what's going on with the guy. So, but I mean, one thing I would like to say, if he did receive a concussion, I hope he heals back up really fast and is back on the football field.
One thing you told us last week was that you had been notified from the league about your fine. Mm-hmm. Have you been notified about a fine for this incident?
For this one? I mean, I think Matt, isn't there some things come out that said there's no appeal? Yeah. I mean, no fine, no nothing. So, I mean, I haven't really paid attention. Today's usually the day that you get fines. You usually come by 10 a.m. I unfortunately know that, so I haven't received anything.
Hey, I have a question. Did you and Warren Sapp ever have a bad meeting previously? Because Warren seems to go at you.
He does go at me.
So.
I mean, it is people's opinion, and it's funny that you ask that because I've had – in my opinion, a lot of great conversations with him. I can remember one time, I believe he did a show with Showtime. We were in Dallas Stadium for that Super Bowl and had a great conversation with him, great time. But I don't know. I mean, I don't hold grudges. Some other people do. I don't know what for. I don't think I've done anything personally to him or anybody in his family, as a matter of that fact. So.
So, dude, what do you think of this continual criticism? I mean, he's going ham on you all the time. I mean, what do you think of what he says? I mean, is there any accuracy to anything he says?
Maybe if that's the way he was coached and the way he was taught to play. But I believe that with my coaches and my head coach, my DC, who you guys know very well, doesn't hold bars with anybody, and especially me. And I think if I wasn't playing it the way he wanted me to play it, he would say – definitely tell me that. So, I mean, you got to really be here and in-house, and that's why I can't really pay attention to those things, and I really don't care what those people say.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I get a sense that you're a guy like a Pete Rose or a Chris Chelios, where maybe nationally they might hate you unless you play for that team. I mean, do you think you're getting that kind of rap here? Where, I mean, fans here in Detroit, they love you.
Yeah.
But, you know, around the league, you get that persona. Maybe, can you even embrace that?
I don't know. I mean, it's something that may be true, maybe not. I know one other state that pretty much loves me in Nebraska. So outside of Detroit and Michigan, I got one other state that loves me. A lot of people back home. I got some countries that love me too. But I mean, it's something that there's going to be people that, like I said before, there's going to be people that are not going to like me. There's going to be people that love me. There's going to be people that are going to be on the fence, whether they like me or not. One week they do, one week they don't. But I'm going to continue to play hard and do the best that I can to help my team win.
I guess the follow up would be, if you're going to have that black hat on, are you going to just, you know, wear it? I mean, is that.
I'm going to wear this black hat. This is what I'm going to wear.
And in some ways, playing with Nick, has that rejuvenated you in some way? You guys have such good energy on the field, and the results are speaking for themselves the last 4 or 5 weeks.
I don't know if I can say that it's rejuvenated. It's because I think I've been pretty consistent throughout the year, but I think he definitely comes in and adds a punch to our defense when he comes into plays, as does Sammy, as does Corey. Now that Corey's kind of in a position to where he's a starter, and sometimes he's not, and he comes in and adds a spark, and being able to play off him as well. So it's just that we're lucky enough to have an interior group that we're pretty much all interchangeable, play left and right, can play outside, and really just play off each other. And that's the most thing I'm excited about. I'm glad that I have guys that I can play off of, and they obviously can play off me.
You say consistent, your coach says consistent, but looking at the tape, I mean, you've really been as disruptive as you've been maybe in your entire career over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Has anything changed? Anything clicking for you? Anything different with your technique?
I think one of the biggest things is when you get into this league, it's always evolving. Each year it evolves, and the quicker you can grasp that learning curve and understand the changes and things that offenses are doing to you and teams want to do to you, the more productive you're going to be. And I definitely, with the coaching that I've gotten and kind of the fine detail piece that we're going into rather than just kind of a base layer, is really definitely affecting me and helping me be a lot more successful. No question.
With this latest accusation, you already said you think you're maybe an easy target. Has it gotten to the point where you wake up on Monday morning and say, "What are they going to say about me today? What are they going to say today?"
Not on Monday morning. Somebody's usually going to tell me something on Sunday night, or maybe after this game it might be. But I honestly don't worry about it. I can't worry about it. If I worried about it, I'd be sick. I mean, I just probably wouldn't be able to wake up in the morning, but I can't worry about it. I have more important things in my life. I have great teammates, and I'm in a great situation just to play well. So, I mean, I can't worry about it. If something comes up, handle it and move on.
Yeah, just when Chris was talking about Nick, he plays faster. He's a different player than the other guys with speed and all that. Do you like playing fast like that?
Love playing fast. I mean, that's the way we're taught to play, and that's the kind of scheme that is the scheme that we have. Get up the field, disrupt, and cause havoc. And so it's exciting to be able to have a guy that does that as well as myself. And I mean, the other guys do it as well. It's a different style and a different kind of. It's a different way that he plays that I guess may or may not works a little bit better with me.
It seemed like you were able to stunt a little bit more with him, though. I mean, you were going behind him and coming around his blocks, and really that seemed like you were getting...
It's just a part of playing off each other. And those aren't even called things. Those are just natural. Yeah. Hmm.